Security is the ultimate priority for this filing season. Today, April 11, 2026, the IRS and AARP issued an urgent joint warning regarding a sophisticated surge in IRS electronic refund scams. The threat follows a major policy shift under Executive Order 14247, which mandated that the IRS transition to 100% electronic-only refunds beginning in late 2025. Scammers are now weaponizing this change, and the complexities of the new one, Big, Beautiful Bill, OBBBA, to trick taxpayers into surrendering their banking credentials under the guise of updating their accounts for the digital-only mandate. Anatomy of the Update Your Refund scam. The current fraud wave primarily targets seniors and those who historically received paper checks. Fraudsters use AI-enabled robocalls, smishing, text messages, and sophisticated phishing emails to create a sense of urgency. The hook: a notification claiming your refund is held because your bank account info is missing or outdated following the new electronic-only mandate. The bait: references to the OBA and Executive Order 14247 inches are used to add an air of official legitimacy to the fraudulent messages. The goal: to drive victims to a spoofed IRS website or convince them to provide social security and routing numbers over the phone. The IRS no-call policy. The IRS clarified today that despite the transition to electronic-only refunds, its fundamental communication protocols have not changed. Official stance: the IRS does not initiate contact by phone, text, or social media to request banking information. If a refund cannot be issued because of a banking error, the IRS will notify the taxpayer via a physical letter sent through the U.S. mail. Crucial safety measures for 2026. Verify via portal. Only check your refund status using the official Where's My Refund? Tool on irs.gov or the IRS2Go mobile app. Direct deposit first. The safest way to receive a refund is to provide valid banking info at the time of filing. Report scams. Forward suspicious tax-related emails to phishing@irs.gov and report smishing texts to 7726 spam.